Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. May the force be with you. Very glad you're here. Very glad that our good friend Diana Frischgott Roth is here. Diana is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, former chief economist for the U.S. Department of Labor, under at least one, maybe two presidents. She's currently the director of Economics 21 blog, which is part of the Manhattan Institute's organization, economics21.org. I encourage you to check it out, as I always do. Columnist for Washington Examiner, co-author of a book called Disinherited. That's one of her several books, How Washington is Betraying America's Young. She's our good friend, Diana Frischgott Roth. Welcome back.
Great to be with you. It's
good
to
have you. Good to have you back, Diana. So I've been warning my audience, I've been warning small business owners now for several months about the Department of Labor's adjustment of the overtime exemption level from 23,000, 24,000, I forgot the exact number, up to 47,000, almost doubling the exemption for salaried employees. And I've written articles about it. You've been covering it yourself really well. This was an assault, in my opinion, by the president, by the Obama administration, without Congress's action involvement, on basically Main Street businesses. What do you think?
It really was, yes, and it's also an assault on employees because people prefer to be on salary.
Yep.
They prefer not to have to clock in and out. If they want to go to a kid's sports game or school play and then make up the time later, they like to have the flexibility to do that. No one likes being docked 15 minutes if they go out to get a cup of coffee.
Well, that's
so
exactly
this
right.
This is not just a winner for businesses. It's a winner for workers throughout the country. And everybody knows that if you have a job with more demanding hours, it pays more in terms of salary. I mean, these investment bankers are paid a lot more than social workers. And it's not just because they have a different set of skills. It's because they work 80-hour weeks,
right,
and social workers generally do not.
Right. Well, and of course, you have and I have chronicled the ugly part of this, and how much damage it was going to do, as you say, not only to the expense of small business owners, because they're the ones I care about, but also to the employees. And I chronicled, as you did, several different ways that this was going to actually hurt employees, where the ones that it was supposed to help, which is, isn't that so typical of the government? Their ham-fisted ways of approaching something. They claim to be trying to help a group of individuals, and they wind up actually hurting them.
Exactly. I mean, the way to hell is paved with good intention, as they say.
So this law, this adjustment, this increase in the overtime exemption amount was supposed to go into effect December 1st.
Yes, and many companies had already made preparations for
that. Most companies have. I've been warning them. I've been telling them, you better get ready. You better be prepared. And the onerous part about this, the record keeping, the way they were going to have to change the way they did business, the way they managed people, how they were going to have to. Some people will probably have already been given their notice because the company couldn't keep everybody the way they had been before, or their work was going to change.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They would have had to reclassify beforehand. Exactly.
Yes, and some people might have lost. I'm telling you, some people in America lost their job over this already.
Right. Yeah,
but then
exactly.
What happened? Then what happened? We had something happen this last week.
Then there was an Obama-appointed judge in Texas, Judge Mazant, who basically put a stay on it for the whole country and said it was unlawful, it was contrary to congressional intent, and he was going to stop it. And employers did not have to comply with it.
So he basically...
So he's what's called put a stay on it. He's enjoined it.
Yeah, I like the word kibosh. he put the kibosh on the DOL's overtime exemption increase. So
exactly.
What is this?
He wouldn't
let
him do it.
And so that basically, I mean, what do you do with people? How long will this last? How long will the stay last?
Oh, the stay last, basically. I mean, that's it for the rule, because the new administration is going to roll it back. So once there's a stay on the rule, it's very easy.
So will his stay last through the inauguration?
Oh, yes. I mean, the stay is indefinite. I mean, the other side is going to appeal. But
so it'll take going through the courts to stop him to enjoin to change the judge's rule, and that's not going to happen in Obama's time.
Yes, and we have a new administration that is going to throw out this rule.
They're not going to like that either.
Mr. Trump was committed to reviewing burdensome regulations.
Right. So when we come back, we're going to talk about how do you unwind what you've already done. And
it's
what are the implications of all of that? And we're
going
to get Diane Prescott-Roth to help us with this. She said we'll like it. We'll like the new direction. 20-Tail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.